The Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morning, Troy. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Excited to hear what you've brought us this morning.
Well, not as excited as I was just unpack boxes this week. We got a massive amount in. Yeah, and in fact, well, there's another delivery today, fingers crossed. So
it's exciting.
Too much to choose from.
What have you picked from the bountiful crate selections at Southbound?
I think kind of a weird selection. Anyway.
Weird is good. We like weird at BFM.
Sometimes, I think I've talked about this before, but sometimes it's really hard to tell when something comes out. You know, there's so much cultural noise surrounding something. It's hard to hear something for what it is without, you know, we'll hit this. We'll see what it is.
Alrighty.
So this is from 1996. At the time when Everything But the Girl had been going for well over a decade, playing sort of like a bossa nova, rhythmed, ennui-laden music.
Ennui.
Yeah.
There we go. This has got just such an undeniably 90s flavour too.
Now, that's the weird thing. Prior to that, you could never have pinpointed Everything But the Girl as being situated anywhere. Then this album, Walking Wounded, come out, and it was like, it was kind of hard to hear it without hearing all of the chatter about the difference. Although, we listened to this in the office the other day, and I was like, you know what? This sounds exactly like Everything But the Girl always did. You know, it's a different rhythm underpinning it. It's different instruments.
So what changed then that makes it sort of be like, oh, there's a very 90s break, but like what made it sort of be like, oh, here we are?
Well, all electronics.
Yeah.
This one here with a drum and bass rhythm, a couple of other ones with house rhythms. I guess at the time it seemed like a massive shift from what they've been doing. But from this vantage point, it kind of doesn't. Mm. It's of a piece with everything. Mm-hmm. You know,
they even Everything But the Girl?
Everything But the Girl.
I'm sorry, I will take the most obvious pun and I will run with it.
Oh, why not? Anyway, what we're listening to now is the... this release is out worldwide tomorrow. It's the Abbey Road Half Speed Master.
Awesome.
Of the record. This is the record here.
Excellent record cover. What's the other one? I know Tracy, but
Ben
what's
Watt.
The other one's name?
Ben
Watt.
Yep. Sorry, Ben.
See, you've got to remember also at the time, why did this seem kind of a shock? She'd already done the vocal on Protection by Massive.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like a...
It wasn't like they hadn't delved sort of into this territory.
See, I don't even think it was a case of delving into territory. I just think it was doing their same thing, but using tools that had become apparent, you know what I mean?
So people had started to notice that
I think Ben Watt had started going out to clubs by himself.
Okay, right.
I think.
It reminds me, I mean, if you're going to have like Massive Attack on one hand and then there's a kind of cheesy theatricality to the kind of stuff that Pet Shop Boys were doing with synth strings, and this kind of always sat
like
somewhere
in the
middle.
Yeah. I would just like to point out that Tracy's very glamorously in this photo here, putting on her makeup in the back of a car. They're both in the back of a car. They're both wearing a lot of red. And Ben's got like a Playboy shell suit on.
Yeah.
And he's looking extremely nostrily in this photo. It's like straight up his nostrils.
Was he sick at this point? I think he might have been sick at that point.
I don't know.
Dude got like serious autoimmune disease.
Oh, really?
Seriously?
Around that time, yeah.
Oh, wow. It's quite cool as well. You've got the Everything About the Girl, Walking Wounded, and then that all just completely picture reversed on the back as well with a big, beautiful, blurry chandelier. This is a nice record cover.
Now, I noticed you'd failed to mention the barcode. The barcode being on the front and the back was like a purposeful thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it was part of the artwork.
That's very cool. Is that kanji? Is that, what is this?
It is kanji, it probably says Everything But the Girl, but I don't know.
Imagine, yeah.
Do you remember when this came out, Sarah?
No.
No? You were too young?
No.
Okay.
I'm bad with dates.
Oh, this is 23 years ago now. Bloody hell.
This is the same age as me.
There you go.
Wow.
We've got Before Today, Wrong, Single, The Heart Remains a Child, Walking Wounded.
So you've got four singles on the first side.
Very nice. Flip Side, Big Deal, Mirror Ball, Good Cop, Bad Cop on the B's. So this is showing my ignorance. Is this a reissue or is this a compilation?
It's a reissue, of the album that came out then. Yeah. I understand why you said that, because there's been four Everything But The Girl compilations over the years. Yeah, I don't know why.
Because they're great. She just has got the most glorious voice, doesn't she? She's got a nice watch, actually.
Rachel just scanning the cover for fashion tips.
I know. And a great red dress. Asymmetrical. One's short sleeve, one long.
Oh, yeah. Much like her haircut.
Much like her haircut. She's an asymmetrical chick.
See, is this a billion miles away from them doing the Paris match on the first Style Council LP? It is and it isn't. You know what I mean?
A little bit, yeah.
So who's this out by? Is this, it says Buzzing Fly Records?
That's, they Everything But The Girl got back all their rights from Warner.
Yes!
And now Buzzing Fly is their company.
That's
and they
awesome.
License out.
That's really cool.
So that,
all
they
power
own it all.
To them. That's really awesome.
And they had a final say over Miles Scholl's Half Speed Master.
That's wicked.
It sounds really good.
So what's the difference between recording in half speed and recording in normal speed?
It's not recording, it's
cutting,
simply mastering.
Yeah,
cutting.
Yeah.
Well, it's exactly as it suggests. It goes half as fast. There's evidence to suggest that it may create a more detailed cut.
So a better sound, ultimately.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So that was Everything But The Girl, Walking Wounded. I like this nice matte finish on the cover.
So what year was that?
96, that
96.
Was.
96.
Yeah. Ask your mum.
What else have we got here, Troy?
Okay, hit this one. Now, this here is another reissue, but reissued from much more recently, 2015. The first album from Mackay McRaven on the International Anthem label. Now, that came out as a double LP. Now it's added the follow-up 40 minutes EP.
Okay.
We've got it as a 3LP set. It's called what?
He's called it, it's called In The Moment.
Yes.
The deluxe edition.
Yes.
But we were talking about the liner notes earlier and how he refers to this as organic beat music.
Yeah.
Which sounds like something you would find in like the musical Pharaoh Fresh or something.
See, so what he means by that is his process, it's been the same over the albums which have come out over the last 4 years from him. It's he takes live recordings, and in this case there was a year residency at a Chicago club called the Bedford.
Okay.
That's Jeff Barker playing guitar right there. It's all Chicago people on this record.
That is smooth.
They had a residency, and how many gigs was it over that time? 48 or something.
Whew.
Now they recorded all of those, and then in a post-production process he like cut things and loop things and change them and made new compositions. That makes it sound like we're talking about, you know, some sort of a Mad Lib type stuff. It's more along the lines of, I guess, what Teo Macero did with the Miles records, like Bitches Brew. But you'll hear the audience in some of this are the only thing that are looped, and the audience becomes a part of the music.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
That's a good way of, I guess, building it into your sound rather than ignoring it, kind of making it a part of it. That's awesome.
So this one here is called Lonely. I don't know why. It doesn't sound lonely to me.
No.
It's a great tune.
It's a sociable wee tune.
Who's on this one?
It doesn't actually say on the back. I'll have to pull it out. Hang on.
Probably won't say there. You probably have to just look at the names of the musicians and then listen and think, okay.
Oh, hang on. There we go.
I think you'll find Junius Paul is on it.
Junius Paul.
Junius Paul is playing on this one.
And what's he playing?
Bass.
Bass.
As I said, it's Jeff Parker from Tortoise and everything else.
Who's and playing, all the other bands.
Who's playing trumpet?
I'm going to just read the names and you can make a klaxon sound when we hit a trumpet.
Okay.
Matt Ullery, Marquise Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Junius Paul, not Junius, he's on the bass.
That's Marquise is on the trumpet, which we're hearing right now.
Oh, okay.
So
that's nice.
This Lonely is kind of a what's a dialogue which is between three? Trialogue? Is that a touch of
trialogue?
Why not?
So you've got the vibes, the guitar, and the trumpet on this one. and it's, you know, in that improvisational jazz sense of speaking between musicians, that's kind of what you've got here.
Cool. So this is from nearly 48 hours of live music.
Yes.
Wow, that would have been quite a feat to chop that down.
Yeah, I think it took him a while. You haven't heard any of Micaiah's other records?
No,
so far?
I've never heard of him before.
Oh.
He's a very serious looking man. He's staring off into the middle distance.
He's got a soul patch.
He looks like maybe he's just seen some really good food go past or something. He's kind of got that look
that
on his face.
That is just...
But it's
just
spot on. That's exactly what he looks
it's
like.
Oh, that looks good.
Oh, I want that sandwich. Yeah.
How do you know that he's not like looking at a great photograph or something?
That
you
is a food face.
Because he looks kind of big.
Because it's the angle.
No, I think
no,
because
it's the angle.
The
it's
angle. Like, he's like, oh, I've just
movement.
Spotted that.
Is this about me?
No.
Just because I broke a chair this week from being fat.
Troy.
No? Okay.
So we've got A, B, C, D, E, and F.
Yeah,
sides.
E and F was the follow-up
release. Oh, okay, right.
Now it's included in this. Oh, I didn't, since you hadn't heard of Micaiah before, he's actually the drummer.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah, Micaiah's the drummer.
Right.
His dad was, in fact, a drummer who played with Archie Shepp, Steve McRaven. Yeah.
Flash? Yeah. So what have we got in here? We've got Exploration Intro, The Jaunt, Slightest Right, First Thing First, Lonely, with that we're listening to right now. Guana, I think that's how you say that. On the spot.
No, it's Noah.
Noah. Oh, sorry, I'm completely wrong. Butterscotch, Tom Tom, Three Fifths a Man. There's some good titles on this. In the Moment. Presume that's they're really getting into it there, you know.
Weirdly enough, that's the sparsest one of the whole record. Yeah.
Quartz. Oh, there we go. So is it the same clapping?
No, I mean, sometimes they'll take that clapping thing and loop it through the song. It becomes part of the sonic texture of
it. I see.
I say they, I mean he, Micaiah.
So he's a drummer who's also the band leader. Whereabouts was it recorded?
All in Chicago. That was at a club called The Bedford. The last Micaiah record was that one where it was done. There was four sides of the record, and there was one done in London, one in Chicago, one in Los Angeles. Remember that one?
No.
Where he had different musicians in each one. So in London, he had people like Shabaka and Nubai Garcia.
Oh, yeah.
One. Oh, no, actually, no. Shabaka was at the Chicago one for some reason. But, yeah. So
flashy.
That's Micaiah
McRaven?
Yep. Three LP sets called In the Moment Deluxe on the International Anthem label. It is splendid.
Well, I liked the sound of that a lot.
Pretty nice.
And this... this is also sounding promising too. But we're going to play the third one. What is the third one you've brought us, Troy?
Well, the third one, I don't know. Shall I? I won't tell the story yet. I'll just tell you what we've got. This is available in a couple of versions. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Here's the first version, Hex Induction Hour by The Fall.
Woo!
Triple vinyl set, green splatter with a bonus 7-inch.
Sick!
So it's the whole LP and John Peel sessions and some live stuff, including, oh, look at that, two songs from Main Street, Queen Street, Auckland.
Which is amazing.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's really
80,
cool.
80 something?
82. That was, in fact, I told you before, it was 20th of August, 82. It was in the middle of the school holidays.
You
there
have
you go.
An amazing memory.
Who was the lineup at this point, Troy?
This was what could have been the greatest lineup of the four, with the two drummers, Carl Burns and Paul Hanley, playing drums. Steve Hanley was on guitar. Mark Riley was still in the group.
Oh, yep.
Got it here. Steve Hanley, Craig Scanlon, Marky Smith, of course. Mark Riley, Paul Hanley, Carl Burns and Kay Carroll.
Kay Carroll was, that's her there. She was the manager, but she does do a couple of backing vocals on this LP. I told you there was more than one version. This here is a box called 1982. This includes six CDs, Hex Induction Hour, Room to Live, the follow-up with a bunch of session bonus tracks. Disc 3, session singles and sound checks, including a sound check from Main Street of End This Day and Deer Park from the gig.
Awesome.
Then it has two discs of Inner Hole, which is The Fall at Main Street in Auckland.
Yep.
And then there's also a Wellington one. Where is that one? Oh, yeah, Wellington is on the second disc. Hard Life in the Country in Wellington, and also
this
Life
so
to Wear
cool.
in Melbourne. Also, there's a poster in there from the Wellington game.
That's pretty awesome.
The CD box set is like a brick.
Yeah. It is a brick.
This is cool as well. The graphics on this are great. There's a drawing of a plug on the front of that one.
Well, that's Chris Knox's drawing from the cover of the Fall in the Hole LP, yeah.
Oh, no way. Mm-hmm. This is a great one. Nice photos as well on the back here. Some fantastically unpunk jerseys going on. But
they're so punk. I love the Nana jersey.
Nana jersey's awesome.
What are they called?
They've got that name.
Icelandic or anyway.
Thingy. You know what we're talking about,
don't Icelandic,
you?
Not Fair Isle?
It is Fair Isle Sweaters, which isn't in Iceland. It's off the coast of Scotland.
You know why I said that, though?
It's because this was recorded in Iceland.
Yeah. Excellent.
Okay, this tune here. Shall I just mention what this tune we're hearing is? Jawbone in the Air Rifle. This is a story. This is a chilling story of a rabbit poacher who goes out at night into a graveyard.
Oh, God.
Accidentally shoots off his air rifle and chips a tomb. And the grave attendant tells them, oh, you're in the shit now. See that jawbone there? That's killed people through the ages. And from then on, that poacher, the rabbit shooter, everywhere he goes, he hallucinates giant jawbones, and then he dies.
Ooh!
Classic Marty Smith fair.
Halloween a week late. There we go.
Don't eat. It's disallowed. Suck up my bones and energy from the mainland.
I'm trying to work out what these are actually.
Rants.
That makes
Marky
it all
rants
makes sense.
On the back. Yeah. Spite does not enter into this, but R. Castle and his useless goals, all one word.
When you
HQ
read it.
HQ shadowed by parachute styles. You have to
when
do it
in
the
accent.
When
you read it in your head, yeah. Try to read it in Marky's voice and then you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
See, that was the thing, is I was reading it in his voice in my head and then I thought, I can't try and do that on the microphone. It's going to go extremely badly. So remind us what you brought us this morning, Troy.
That there was the new release of Hex Induction Hour, Green Splatter, triple vinyl, plus a bonus 7-inch of Look No, the Look No single. Also available.
Are we talking like a foresty green? There's a bit of foresty green on the cover there. Nice.
I think that is a forest green. It's a deer park green.
Awesome.
Some people will know what I mean. Have a bleeding guess. So there's and also that Hex Induction Hour Brick, which is actually the fall 1982 stuff.
Cool.
Price of that triple LP set. It's Mackay McRaven In the Moment Deluxe Edition. So it's In the Moment plus ENF. 3 LP, like I said, and we started off with the brand new Half Speed Master of Everything But the Girls 1996 LP, Walking Wounded.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Troy. And when are they all on the shelves in the shop?
Mostly today. I think Everything But the Girl tomorrow.
Cool.
But there's so many other things as well. There's two other international anthem releases that you will like.
Oh, okay. I might see you up there then. Thank you very much. We'll speak to you next week.
Okay.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.